You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Fulfilling our mission. Talk to our man, Benjamin Albright. We got Robin for Carl Dukes, and Ben is a legend in the Rockies.
Legend.
From KOA. And Benjamin, I told Rob your line about Russell Wilson and his toxic positivity. I still think it's one of the greatest lines we've had on the show.
That's
this
a great
year.
Band name, by the
really
way.
It really is. What was your first reaction when you heard he was landing in Pittsburgh?
Not surprised at all. He was always going to go where Arthur Smith was going. If Arthur Smith had been retained in Atlanta, Russell Wilson would be the quarterback in Atlanta. So not ultimately surprised. I think Russ feels like, and his team feels like, that offense gives him the best opportunity to succeed. Whether or not that's true, of course, remains to be seen. And of course, they've acquired Justin Fields to back him up. So, we'll see how it works out for him. Hopefully both those guys can kind of reinvigorate their careers.
Good fit, though, by the way, Tomlin with him. I mean, we joked around that Tomlin has like a master's degree in crazy personalities, basically.
He kind of does, Pittsburgh. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Mike Tomlin knows how to navigate people, and I think that that's a big thing for Russ. You've got to have a strong head coach that knows how to deal with differing personalities in a locker room. And Russ's personality is so different than a lot of the guys that are going to be in that locker room, especially there at wide receiver with George Pickens. I mean, I'm here for that interesting drama. So, looking forward to seeing how it works out.
All right, Hassan Reddick being linked to the Falcons, Rams, and Ravens. A bloated cap figure. That's why they're probably going to trade him, it looks like. Good fit here in Atlanta. How much smoke is there? How much fire is related to the smoke?
I would say there's a good amount. I mean, we know that Atlanta's looking at edge rushers. You know, we know that. We know that they've been doing work on that in the draft. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't get Reddick, or maybe even if they do, if they go with Dallas Turner out of Alabama there in the draft. So, Atlanta's looking to generate pressure. I think Raheem Morris knows that's what they need in order to be successful. He's seen that. He's obviously worked with several defenses and knows that, a key to slowing people down is getting after the quarterback, putting them behind the chains in negative situations, and that starts with edge pressure.
All right, but what was the compensation? Maybe a second rounder this year? What do you think?
I think so. Howie Roseman is interesting, man, because you'll see, he'll go out there and he'll spend a whole bunch of draft capital on a guy that you're like, well, that was a lot he spent. And then you'll turn around and see him walk away from players for less than what you'd think. It's interesting. I don't know the exact terms of what would get it done, but I would say that a second rounder probably does, yes.
It is a Benjamin Albright with us, guys, from KOA in Denver. And what do you make of the moves? Obviously, the coaches they lost last year in Philly just kind of saw that thing come off the rails. Kellen Moore is now in charge. Love the pickup of Saquon Barkley. Maybe take some pressure off Jalen Hurts. Eagles get right back where they should have been because they were the number one seed before the wheels fell off.
Yeah, I mean, we all knew that we all figured there would be a drop-off with Shane Steichen getting a head coaching job and what he's able to do on offense and what he's been able to do on offense. And, of course, we saw that, I think bringing Kellen Moore in is a little bit different. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how that works for Jalen Hurts. I do think it'll be a big thing for Barkley, especially if you're a fantasy guy and you like receptions out of the backfield. I do think that'll be big for Saquon. As far as the rest of it goes, I mean, bringing in Vic Fangio, that was where Vic wanted to be in the first place last year, and they ended up going a different direction and ultimately paid the price for it. Vic brings the scheme that everybody's trying to emulate right now in the league, which is kind of that tight front with a cover four back end. And, it's really predicated on making sure that your back end holds up more so than it is about getting pressure. So I think it's an interesting fit there. Vic's from the area, so he knows what it's like to work that region, which can be different. But You know, I don't know. Philly, it always seems like they reload and they're close, but they never seem to get there. So I've got my eye on that one, but I'm interested to see that division as a whole. I mean, you've got Dallas cratering. You've got a Washington team that really did a lot of interesting things this offseason. I'm kind of interested to see that. And then the Giants, I mean, you know, that's just a who's who of what are they going to do next that doesn't work.
All right, the quarterback dynamic between J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, it's the evaluation just vacillates. It's like someone with an anxious attachment style. No, I love Drake May. He's like Josh Allen. Oh, J.J. McCarthy's just a second rounder now. J.J. McCarthy emerging. Drake May apparently sinking. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of this stuff that we talk about, risers and fallers and things like that, a lot of that is just media catching up to where the league actually feels about things. I don't think these guys are necessarily rising or falling. But, you know, I'll say this. I've always said that J.J. McCarthy was going to go a lot higher than people thought he was, just based on people I've talked to around the league, not my own rudimentary quarterback evaluations or anything. I believe that we're going to see four quarterbacks go in the top six picks. Now, that could go sooner than that, but I do believe all four will be gone in the top six picks. I think you're probably looking at Caleb Williams number one, Jaden Daniels number two, and then after that, it's a question of who goes three and four, whether that's May or McCarthy.
That's a great summation. We just had to catch up with what the NFL thought, so I guess we're just running about a month or two behind.
You know, in some cases, if you're me, maybe you're running even further than that behind.
Oh, dear.
It's NFL Insider Benjamin Albright with us, guys, here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Yeah, I guess the big question is, do the Chargers trade their pick? Does Arizona drop down? Is that where the fourth quarterback's going to go?
Well, I think 3, 4, and 5 are in good positions to trade. I know a lot of people disagree with me on New England trading out of there, but Elliot Wolf's the son of Ron Wolf, and I would be very surprised if they didn't at least consider it. So I think 3, 4, and 5 are the trade spots. I think the trade-up teams are probably the Minnesota Vikings, the Giants, and maybe to a lesser extent the Denver Broncos, simply because the Broncos just don't have the draft capital, although I think they'd like to get up there and get J.J. McCarthy. So we'll see if Sean Payton, George Payton can pull something like that off. But at this point, I'm not sure they've got the ammunition.
Ben, much to do about nothing with Marvin Harrison Jr. not doing the workouts, because he's probably still going to – I would imagine he's going to do private workouts. If he doesn't do private workouts, are some general managers really going to start saying, what the hell's going on?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On here?
Well, I mean, he worked out at Ohio State's Pro Day last year, and, I mean, he's Marvin Harrison. You've got the tape. You know what he brings to the table. I mean,
right.
If you want to draft Marvin Harrison, you've got his phone number. You know where to find him. Nothing with that. I'm not buying that portion of it with the not working out being a problem.
Right. Unless it's like the old narratives, like the old angry GMs, not to name names. You know, yeah, this kid, where is it? Exactly. Ben Albright with us here, guys, on the WaitFor.com hotline. So, meanwhile, the other players, the other positions, we really need edge rush. Aside from maybe the chance at Hassan Reddick, it seems like our general manager is always taking the best athlete available. Is Dallas Turner or Jared Verse the best athlete available at the eighth overall pick? I'm asking you to read his mind and his whiteboard, but you still think we go edge rush at eight?
I do, and I do think it'll be one of those two, and probably Dallas Turner. I think I think very, very highly of Jared Verse. I think Turner's maybe just a little bit better football player at this point, where Verse might be the better athlete. But you know, I mean, again, not privy to their board, so I don't know. It's just a guesswork on my part. But Dallas Turner coming from that system and being the player that he is, I don't think you can go wrong either way. Verse, a little bit better athlete. Turner, a little more polished football player at this point.
All right, I want to ask you about a couple of Bulldogs. Ladd McConkey asserted himself quite well at the combine, maybe have crept into the first round. And Brock Bowers, where do you think their likely landing spots will be?
Well, you cut out a minute there. Brock Bowers, I can answer. I think he goes to the Jets at 10. I think that they're going to, you know, finish loading up for Aaron Rodgers. I think that's what this whole thing is predicated on, and I believe that's the direction that they'll go. So what was the other name that you mentioned?
Ladd McConkey.
Oh, Ladd McConkey. Oh, man, that's a guy I'd love to see here in Denver. I just love watching him play, seeing him down there at the Senior Bowl, all that stuff. I love watching him play. He's a great receiver, and I think anybody would be lucky to have him. You're probably looking at him going somewhere in that, late first or more likely early day two selection. There's a lot of great fits for him, across the league. I wouldn't want to pigeonhole him anywhere, but he's a guy that maybe creeps into the first, but probably more likely a second round draft pick.
As Benjamin mentioned, he's based in Denver. So are you guys really going to roll with Jared Stidham? Or are you guys going to get in the mix with maybe snake the Raiders on a quarterback at 12?
I talked about the four quarterbacks I think are gone by the first six picks, and I think the Broncos would love to get up and get J.J. McCarthy. I just don't know that it's feasible. Beyond that, I mean, I don't see any other quarterbacks going in the first round.
So you don't see Penix going, Ben?
No, absolutely not. I mean, his injury history, the people I talked to, and I posted this back in February, maybe the Raiders pulled the trigger on that, but with a trade down, there would be no competition for him. And it's the same thing with the Broncos, the 12 and Knicks. Like, there would be no competition for that. You can go backwards. You could probably get both those guys at 40. It wouldn't shock me if either one of those teams traded back and took those guys, but I don't see them taking them at 12 and 13. As far as the Broncos, I mean, Stidham, I hope not, because I'm tired of covering bad football out here in Denver. But if I have to live through it another year, I guess I will.
Right.
You got the Nuggets, brother.
That's true.
Yeah, the Nuggets and the Avs. I mean, but, football is my first love. I don't want to have to sit here and report on my mistress.
All right, I got to ask you this. This is like the biggest mystery of humanity. Quarterback is the most scrutinized, probed, and prodded, and dwelled upon position in all of sports, yet more than half end up being bust. What is it there? Is it the I've mentioned fast twitch muscles before. Some athletes have fast twitch muscles that makes them better athletes. Is there a mental fast twitch muscle that maybe the elite physical talents don't have? Is that the difference fundamentally?
I think so. I think we overcomplicate the quarterback evaluation, and it is over scrutinized. Yeah. It is an art and not a science. But at the same time, I think that there's a mentality to it. First of all, you've got to have championship work ethic, right? And that's something that I think nobody, the fans and the media, we don't see that. We don't know that. We're not privy to that. You got to have championship work ethic. All the tools in the world don't matter if you don't want to get better and be better. And then part of it is kind of that processing, that mental switch, that ability to decipher the field and anticipate where things are going to be rather than seeing it and then throwing it. And then I would suggest that that's the difference between a Peyton Manning and a Russell Wilson. Peyton Manning was able to anticipate everything on the field. Tom Brady able to anticipate everything on the field. And a guy like Russell Wilson, he has to see it before he throws it. And, Russ has been such a great athlete and had elite tools that he's been able to get away with that for so long. But we've seen the wheels kind of come off in later years.
And Justin Fields there, they bring him in as the backup. And it was amazing how much traction it got here in Atlanta, Bench, because of the hometown connection. Some of our audience was disappointed we got Kirk
Cousins. Romanticized the idea.
Yeah. Yep. So needless to say, we're pretty excited about it. Good.
Well, I didn't understand that. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. The Chicago people who were sitting there saying they needed to keep Justin Fields and trade away the first pick, and it reminded me of Tebow mania here at Denver. Tim Tebow was terrible. And they were saying, there were people out there saying, well, we don't need Peyton Manning. We have Tim Tebow. Right. And it's the same thing up there. Justin Fields was 10-28 as a starter and averaged 150 passing yards a game. Guys, he was bad. You didn't miss anything. You got Kirk Cousins. You didn't miss anything.
Right on. I'm with you, brother. We're just excited about, you know, being relevant, being in the playoffs, and scoring more than 28 points a game, something we haven't done since the Super Bowl year. So, hey, great insight, Benj. Always appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.